Money every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Ken Lewis, the hottest chance. Street Ass is live here every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern right here.
Believe it, believe it.
On K100 Radio. Get live with DJ Will Money, you heard?
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Oh, yeah. What up, though? Hold on. Let me get my background music and everything set up here. Welcome, everybody. K100 Radio. What's going on? K100Radio.com. What's popping with you, man? You know what it is. We're live right now. Of course, I don't like that. Hold on. Let me change my background music. Let me start up here. I'm living a good life right now. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Welcome, everybody. This is another direct line interview that we do over here at K100 Radio. And this is where we sit around, we chop it up with everybody, man. You know, independent artists, producers, DJs. We done talk to everybody, porn stars, all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? We've had conversations with, you know, just all kinds of people, man. You know, and we've talked to politicians. And so basically, this is like a one-on-one conversation with whoever we're featuring. And right now, live on the line, for this episode of our Direct Line interview series, we got the homie Nolo Stacks is on the line. Nolo Stacks, what's going on, brother? What's happening? What's going on with you? You good?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? We ready to get this thing cracking, man. What's good, man? Go ahead and formally introduce yourself to our broadcast real quick, if you don't mind. Go ahead and break it down for him. What's going on? And tell them again one time the name of the city where you hailing from. Where you representing?
Man, I got that back in the stack right now that I'm pushing out right now. I'm representing my logo Black King. And I got time to be the best music, Nino Brown.
All right, that's what's up, man. So, again, welcome to the broadcast. Shout out to Angela also for putting everything together. Got to give her some props, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to go ahead and get right into it. Absolutely, you know what I'm saying? All right, so what we like to do here with the Direct Line interview series is, of course, we're going to play the music. We're going to get into that. So, if you're listening right now, just stand by. Couple minutes, we'll make sure we get some of this music we got from Nolo loaded up. We got that Hater Face and a couple other joints that we're gonna get ready to run. So just be patient on that. But everybody, pause for a minute. Because the whole point of this is to have a direct conversation with the homie. And I got a couple questions for him. You know what I'm saying? A couple things we're gonna talk about and chop it up. And I try to take things that's going on, like in the news, and kind of mix it all up and kind of throw everything into the fray. Now, one thing that's been popping off, I don't know, you watch a lot of the news, homie. Like, have you been watching what's really going on with this dude over in the L.A. Lakers who actually filmed, he filmed old boy talking his shit?
You talking about Buddy that told on.
He says with old boy Nick that rock with Iggy, you know what I'm saying? And both of these guys are just, sounds like they're real immature, but Tape the homie talking about, you know what I'm saying, fucking with some other broads. He put it on the internet. He goes with Iggy Azalea, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's calling him a snitch, a rat, saying he dimed his boy out because he put it on the internet. He came back today, said, man, it was an accident. I didn't mean to upload it. It was just a conversation between the homies, and we were just tripping out, and I accidentally uploaded the shit, and it was an accident, whatever. So everybody's been calling him a snitch. But I'm at all that. That's the short version. Everybody should know about what's going on. But I'm saying that to ask you a direct question on this right here. Have you ever had a bitch ass nigga go back and try and tell a chick you fucking with some foul shit about you in order to try to mess you up, trying to get with it, trying to make you look bad? Cause it seems like it's a lot of guys that has been through this. Like, it's a whole bunch of dudes right now on the internet chiming in, talking about some, man, that happened to me before. That happened to me before. It didn't go on the internet, but Cat went back and told one of my girls, told this girl dad about me. Let me ask you some real player shit. We're going to have a real conversation. You ever had that happen to you, dog? You know anybody that ever had that happen to you? Did that too?
Austin, yeah, shit. That shit happened all the time, man. You know what I mean? And it's just basically, it's just hate, man. You know what I mean? People don't want to see somebody happy with somebody else. And on that situation right there, that's some whole ass shit that buddy did. That's some shit, because, like, man, that nigga trying to fuck his bitch. Exactly what it is. So he trying to get him out the way so he can get them brownie points. But at the same time, that dumbass nigga ain't going to get shit. You hear me? But a thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ever? Oh, no, but hold up. Look now, today he came back and said today, man, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it. Do you believe that shit, or do you really believe he did it on purpose? Honestly, because he's saying he didn't do it on purpose, man. What'd you believe?
Hey, he did that on purpose, my nigga, because at the same time, he was trying to set him out. You know what I mean? Because he wouldn't have recorded that conversation if it wasn't going to be meant to be out there like that. That's that blackmail shit. You hear me?
That's what it was. You think it's what it was? Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny that Kobe Bryant had something to say about it and chime in when Kobe did basically the same thing to Shaq a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we ain't going to talk about that. I'm going to move on. Let me pause on that. Got another question. Now, this one is more towards the music industry joint. I just want to ask you a real nigga question real quick before we go ahead and jump all the way into the seriousness and, you know, the music and all that. I just want to ask you one man to man. Have you ever had that shit happen to you? Because I know it's happened to me a couple times. And like you said, all that happened 9 out of 10 times is the broad run back and tell me and then end up fucking with me anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, because women don't like bitch-ass niggas today. You know what I'm saying? So, but we're going to move along. I'm going to move along.
What it is, man. They know if they want to rock with you, they're going to rock with you. Yeah, it happened to me. You know what I'm saying? It's allegations, allegedly. You know what I mean? So, like, everybody, whoever rocking with me, they rocking with me. They know what's up.
Let's move on to some music shit. Now, recently, I wrote an article, a blog, not too long ago. And if you guys haven't heard it, go check out our blog site, the No Chaser blog. Just go to K100Radio.com and click No Chaser blog at the top if you listen to this recording or if you're listening live. By the way, if you want to call in live and holler at Nolo Stacks and holler at us while we live right now, the number is 347-934-0966. Of course, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud after the fact, we appreciate you, but that's not going to work. But if you're live right now, 347-934-0966. Hit the phone lines up and give Nolo Stacks a shout-out if you're rocking with him like that. But let me ask you about this. I did a blog not too long ago, a couple days ago. I just released it. And basically, it's a blog about a couple of companies being called scams. I'm pretty sure you probably heard of Coast to Coast. You probably heard of Real Rap Promo if you're in the independent game. Both of these guys got real heavy promo games. Pretty sure you heard of DJ Booth. I don't know, maybe a lot of people haven't heard of Digital Music News. But basically, DJ Booth and Digital Music News, respectively, are blogs. And they both called Coast to Coast and Real Rap Promo scams because they offer promo services. And they said that they're preying on the dreams of artists. And in my blog, I said, you can't call somebody a scam because if you pay a promo person for some shit and they actually do it, if you pay to get on the stage and you get on the stage, if you pay to get in a magazine article and you get in an article, even if you don't blow up and become a star like they may make it seem, if you pay for that shit, if you pay for an article in the magazine and they get it to you, or if you pay to get on the stage and you actually go to the stage and rock out, even if nobody was there to sign you to a record label, they didn't promise you a record deal. They just said, we're going to have a stage and come pop off and you pay to get on the stage. I got a question. Since you're in you're an underground artist, I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, you've had your fair share of open mic showcases or whatever. Do you feel like right now it's a scam for artists to have to pay to get on certain stages, or artists have to pay to get in magazines? Because I feel like if you know off top that you're paying to get on this stage, to rock this stage, and there is no guarantees, at the end of the day, you got what you're paying for. Now, if you feel like it's worth it or not, that's up to you to decide. But once you pay and you actually either get on the stage or whatever they say is going to happen, it actually goes down. Just because you don't blow up doesn't mean it's a scam. What do you think about all that?
Man, that's how I see it. You got to put money in yourself if you think somebody else don't put money into you. You got to work hard. You got to get work. Yeah, that's my motto right there. You know what I'm saying? Opportunity is an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Some people out here paying to play, and some people out here really getting it in. You know what I mean? But the niggas that was getting it in, that was paying to play to get their name out there. You dig? Some people, they doing the showcases. I love showcases. You know what I'm saying? Because that's an opportunity to get a new fan. It's an opportunity to just leave a mark in a certain area. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, they're going to be talking about it.
Exactly. If you do your job and if you set the show off right and if you do a memorable performance, that's if you do all that. You know, if you network while you're there also and not just stand around the VIP looking cool after you get done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you actually put the work in and actually, you know, do the real work. So give me an example of one that you, a showcase or an open mic or a show that you went to and you felt like, you know, it was really worth the price. If you had to pay for it, and if it was it really worth the price, like you're like, I got a lot out of that, and it was something that you had to pay for in order to do. Give me an example of one.
I mean, I've had to pay for a lot of events, but I can bring you up a situation, but it came out win-win for me, you know. But I was inside of a strip club, you know, and like me, I did all that tricking off and all that stuff, but me, I don't go in there and start hollering at the bitches no more. I go in there straight to the DJ booth. I rap with the DJ before I holler at any of the females, you know what I mean? It's not no disrespect to him, but it's on the business end, you know what I mean?
I mean,
people going in there for leisure, chill, look good, but I'm in there to work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, I'm in a DJ here. I ain't in a bitch here. That's how I move. You dig what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, after I perform, they put the hater face in their regular rotation in that club.
Right, right. And that's the whole point that you get to. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, it's Diamonds of Atlanta. Shout out to the owner, man. Much love to you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Right. So, all right, let's move on to the next section. Or the next question. Yeah. Right now, give me some outside of, and I don't want to get the typical answer, because everybody says, man, just the streets or whatever. Give me something that really inspires you in your creative process when you actually create music. And the one answer I don't, even though I know it's probably like the main answer that everybody always gives, which is, man, it's just the streets. I'll be out in the streets and it inspires me. But give me something besides the streets that inspires you to go into the booth or inspires you to keep creating. Because as an independent artist, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of hard to keep inspiration and keep the juices going and be creative a lot of times, because sometimes you get burnt out because you kind of have to live a double life and be able to maintain your actual real life that you got going on and be able to, you know, also be an artist and go into the studio and do all this. Give me one source of inspiration, something that that makes you say, man, this is the reason why I'm going into the booth today. Outside of just saying, man, the streets, because that's like the easiest answer and everybody gives me that same one. Give me another answer.
It's strictly work, man. It's an inspiration, you know what I'm saying? You got to treat careers, your day job, your hustle. You know, if you was bred on the block, you know, you're going to wake up. You're going to put them bags together and you're going to hit that block. You know what I mean? You're going to hit them streets. For me, I wake up, I turn on the beat, I write, I hit the DJ, I hit up my producer, and I go record. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. This music is a career. You know what I'm saying? My lifestyle pushed me towards my career. You know what I mean? But I'm not about to let my lifestyle take advantage of my career. You know what I mean?
All right, true. I like the answer. All right, you mentioned earlier that you had the first thing you do when you go into the strip club or when you go anywhere, the first thing you don't want to do is holler at the DJ or whatever. What do you feel right now? Then this is the ongoing question I have. You know, we got mix shows over here. Got lots of different mix shows over here. DJs from all across the country on K1's radio. And since I've started K1's radio, I've got to know the DJ side of things a lot more. You know what I'm saying? And I understand before I started doing K1's radio, I understand the point of view from DJs about a lot of things I didn't understand earlier. Now I understand why they act the way they act about certain things and how they react to certain situations. All right? So with that being said, what do you feel like the relationship is between the DJ and the up-and-coming artist right now? Do you feel like, because, of course, DJs at this point have gotten a lot more power, but Also, there's a lot more DJs now because it's a lot easier to be a DJ because you don't have to buy all the records. You don't have to buy all the equipment or anything no more. Everybody just needs a laptop and Serato and download some fucking MP3s, and, you know, you can get to work pretty much. I know everybody's going to say that doesn't really make a real DJ, but at the end of the day, it's people getting paid thousands of dollars off doing just that with just those tools. So right now, what do you think the relationship is between the up-and-coming artist and the DJ? Are you feeling... When you talk to DJs, do you get a feeling like, you know, saying they understand the grind and they respect you or whatever? Or is it like, man, most of them niggas is like tripping on some other shit? What do you feel about the relationship is between the DJ and the artist right now?
Man, I deal with DJs. When I present my music to DJs, I talk to them. You know what I mean? And at the same time, I try building a relationship with them. You did? Because at the end of the day, man, the DJs are going to be the one that's going to make you or break you. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you always got to, you know, we got to show love to the DJ, too. You know what I mean? He might be throwing a party. You know what I'm saying? And somebody never heard your music before. You know what I mean? Kick that DJ a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying? For him supporting you. Kick him some money. You know what I mean? To the point he going to want to rock with you. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be happy to see you. He ain't going to trip over spinning your music. And then if it become a hit, that's going to be an instant invitation. You know what I'm saying? Always show love to your DJs. You know what I mean? Because the DJs is the one that's going to get you out there at the
right
end of the day.
All right. That's a good answer. I know a lot of artists have a lot of, you know, a lot of them just have a little bit of a little disdain in their heart when it comes down to the artists or to the DJs, and some of the DJs have the wrong impression, you feel what I'm saying, about a lot of the artists, you know what I'm saying? And I think that right now, it's still always going to be that you can't be a DJ without breaking music, and artists have to make music, you know what I'm saying? And you can't be an artist without having the DJs involved in your career either, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a relationship that needs to exist, but oftentimes it's a love and hate relationship. But I think it should always be a love-love relationship as long as everybody is a man about their business and keep their word and be 100 at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I think that can... And it's also becoming a strained relationship between the artist and the producer. Let me ask you that. What do you feel about the state of artist and producer relationships? Like, are you finding it difficult to... Because now, I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of producers now, they're starting to get real fed up with the whole make a whole bunch of beats and lease them on the online type shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists are trying to get back to working one-on-one with one artist so they can actually maximize their profits and so their beats don't just get fed through the grinder and get, you know what I'm saying, overused and oversaturated. I see a lot of artists, and I mean, I see a lot of producers going back to that. What do you feel like your relationship is like with some producers that you may have worked with? Would you rather work one-on-one with one producer, one or two producers, or would you just rather just try to work with as many as you can and just get one from each one?
Man, I work with the producer that got the sound that's in my lane. And right now, I got some producers, man, that are giving me some heat. And I'm not even going to tell y'all their name. You know what I mean? Because they my plug right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to all my producers, baby. Much love. You hear me? Hey, but like, yeah. I try sticking with certain producers. You know what I mean? If I do rock with them, you know, if I do go off on a different route, you know what I'm saying? I always try going back and see their catalog, see what they got. I always come back and like, hey, what you got? But anybody that's on all my projects, I deal with them. You know what I mean? So, like, on this Mackin' and Stacking, y'all like that, the same producer's going to be producing this one, too. You dig? And I got some more heat for you, too, man.
Exactly. Man. I like the answer. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have, you know, mixed emotions and mixed feelings about the relationship between the artist, the DJ, and producer. So I decided to just kind of focus on that and make that a little bit of focal point of this direct line interview that we got live right now with Nolo Stacks. You dig? K100Radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow Nolo Stacks at Nolo Stacks on IG. And I think it's Nolo Been Stacking on Twitter, right? Am I right? Is that right?
Yeah, Nolo Been Stacking on Twitter without the I and the G in it. You dig? Right. And then you can check out the music, Block Ink Entertainment, on the YouTube channel.
All right, so now we're finna get into this music, you dig? Let's go ahead and pull the trigger. First of all, introduce this first song. We got Hater Face loaded up. Tell us about who produced this and what you're talking about it, and we'll run that.
All right, this beat is produced by a cat out there in Germany. You know what I mean? Much love to him. It's got me and Nino Brown on there. Much love to Nino Brown. This hit has been on the radio in a lot of places. I've been pushing this single for about a year now. You dig? And we're doing mad numbers on it. You dig? Much love to my DJs breaking this record. Much love to you, my homie.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and get it, man. You're not rocking with the best. This is K100 Radio. Again, www.k100radio.com. Hit us up. If you listen to this on SoundCloud, we appreciate it. Go ahead and hit that share button. You feel me? And let's go ahead and rock out. No Low Stacks, first time on K100 Radio. This is Hater Face. Let's get it. Rah.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Twist a verbal blunt just to meditate. You can smell it through the air. That's that Medicaid. Nibble on the. Like it's Gatorade. Let that cool off, let it marinate. As I levitate, mind elevation. I don't hesitate, this is detonation. Let them take, that's just desperation. Had to break away, I need a separation. I don't need help, I do it by myself. Get it right, before you get left. I can get the white, and bring it to your step. Whip it like I'm Ike, turn them overnight. Money on my mind, tired of being broke, sick of being tired, tired of selling dope, tired of standing outside of the liquor store, leaving outline in the white room, smoking on Kush as I escape, blow smoke, all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face, I be all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face. I be all in a hater face.
Keep your head up, kid, keep it moving. Don't let them chase you from your dreams if they ain't pursuing. You can't keep them on your team if they ain't gon' practice. And keep them suckers at your circle, cuz most of them acting. I know my watching over me and people I oversee every day. I count my blessings. There's some days that I shouldn't see it. Gains the ties to make you do some things. Piece of change will make you lose the leaders. Though when you make it, charging you allegedly. Murder started with a dream, they try to take it. Ray started pushing keys, me, I'm trying to make it. Why they do that shit to Big Bro? He signed a deal night before, next day he get killed in front of the liquor store. I swear it's up when you make it. My time is coming, and I dead, trying to take it. I swear it's up when you make it. Said my time is coming, and I dead, try to take it.
Money on my mind, tired of being broke, sick of being tired, tired of selling dope, tired of standing outside of the liquor store, leave a outline in the white room, smoking on Kush as I escape, blow smoke, all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face, I be all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face, blow smoke, all in the hater face. I be all in a hater face.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Blow smoke, all in a hater face. Yeah, nigga. That's how we do you, nigga. No low stats. What's going on?
What I like
it. I fuck with it, dog. I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I like that joint. You know what I mean? Who was that? That was somebody else on the second verse. Who was the feature? Sounded like
that was Nino Brown. That was me on the second verse, and that was Nino Brown on the course in the hook.
Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to make sure we had that right. Now I think I got that other joint that you wanted me to load up. I think I got that one able to play. Actually, what was that joint? You said you wanted to play it. I said I didn't know if I had it. The work hard or get work joint. I think I got that one loaded up.
And work hard to get work, you know what I'm saying? We out here pushing, you know what I mean? This is going to be the new thing for the new mixtape that's dropping under the block on Entertainment Joint. You did be on the lookout. I got some major hitters on there. I got 3 bands, you know what I mean? I got some tracks for Nino on there, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be live. Shout out to my Frisco Street Cartel, okay? They out here where I'm at. They going to be on there too, so this shit going to be booming, man. Y'all don't want to miss out.
All right, let's go ahead and check that one out right there. I got that one loaded up. I think we're going to run that one right there. But I like that first joint. I think we're going to rock with that one a little bit longer after this whole little interview thing going on. I think we're going to rock out. But let me see what this one is. This one might be banging harder. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't heard this one, y'all. It's a world premiere. It's a K100 radio premiere, at least. All right? If you shot right now, if you're listening on SoundCloud or something, or you right where the internet is at, go ahead and tweet out. You're rocking with us. Let people know that you're rocking with Nolo Stacks. If you never heard of him before, say you just heard him on K100 radio. Shit sounds dope. All right? Let's check this out. Let me see. I got to get the name right again. Okay, yeah. Work hard to get work. Work hard to get work. Let's check this one out. K100 radio. Nolo Stacks. Let's go.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Stitch, stick, jab. That's how you gotta move when you're playing in the field, nigga. Click, click, bam. That's how it's gonna end, for that's with a real nigga. Move shit fast. I got some left though, so it's time to go bless a nigga. Here go three zaps. If it's too much, I thought you don't take a nigga. Block ain't trapped up, all my niggas racked up. Hella dummy before boy transcendent. Go ahead, push up, how my niggas pull up. We can work it out, nigga, no calisthenics. Run green like bag. Stay on point, shaving them ash. Guess it like they Team Z. Whole nigga do ash. Get a big bass in and make a chance while I'm blowing on this thing, little nigga. If he ain't getting cake, get him out the way. Ain't nothing safe for chilling with a broke little nigga. This ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
These words hella active. Hit your block on the rush, put the hawk to your chest like you're playing for the Falcons. What's up now, bitch? You should have made it nice, we ain't coming for the crown, too. I started from the bottom and endured all the hate. Now I'm the last one smiling. Check steady piling all up in the safe. Bet they all wish they ain't go the other way. Put the paper up all in the head of face. Work hard or get out the way.
Block
work hard. Yeah.
Work hard.
It's that shit I'm talking about.
Work hard.
Block
it. It's a
work
hard. Or get work.
Let's go.
Blocking.
Ain't no match in my hustle, I stack what I do. Pay dues to my brothers of the struggle. To the plug, I was muscle in the streets. I was telling don't trust no nigga with ash and up. They flashing, they faking, they hating on me. I ain't seen better yet. I thought you was running all trash in the street. But nigga, where your money at? Heard you was talking that shit, but I know you a bitch. Why the whole extra shit? You think it's a game, you think it's a joke until I pull up on your residence. Inflexing your regiment. Catch you in a late night, David Letterman. That little nigga, I'm from the gold, I ain't from the mall. Ain't no faking now.
Get work.
This that shit we live, nigga.
Or get work.
Wake up,
talk. Or get work.
Breathe.
Work hard.
That block it.
Or get work.
You hear me?
Block it.
Get right or get left. Get on or get off. What do you say? Get out and lay down, baby. Work hard or get work.
Block it.
We ain't stopping right here, nigga. We ain't stopping right here. We got more for you, baby.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah. K100Radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard, and we rocking right now with Nolo Stacks. Just heard that second joint, man. Work hard or get work. You know what I'm talking about? Hit the phone lines up, 347-940-0966. I think we got somebody on the phone line real quick that want to holler at you. Then hit the phone lines. Let me see. Hold on, Nolo. Area code 417-755. What up, though? Welcome to K100.
Hey, hello.
What's going on? What's popping with you, man? Who's
there? Oh, man. I'm calling because I heard that work hard to get work. Oh, my goodness. I do like that track, my man. Hey, Nolo Stacks, man. Shout out to you, man. I'm gonna keep listening. I'm going to get your info, man, and check you out, man. Hey, I like your joints. They hot.
Well, follow me on the IG, Nolo Stacks. On IG, Nolo Stacks on the Facebook. You dig? And Nolo Big Stacking on Twitter without the I and the G. You want to check
K-N-O?
Out more of the music?
Yeah, K-N-O.
Is it K?
Yeah, K-N-O.
Okay.
K-N-O. Yeah, K-N-O. Spelled with a K-N-O. Nolo Stacks. Hit him up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, I do like those, man. Hey, and I do appreciate them, too, man. Keep making them hot shit for us, man. Keep making it. Keep doing it, baby.
Much love, baby. Much love. Appreciate
it. Okay. I'm driving right now, y'all. I'm driving right now, y'all, so I'm going to get off of here.
All right, bro. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, now.
Good luck.
Hey, okay, now.
All right, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening right there, man. Shout out to the caller right there, man. Calling in to check out the Nolo Stacks joint while he's rolling. So he's in the car listening. Of course, you know, you can listen to K100 Radio while you're in your car. Of course, if you didn't know that, just download our mobile app. And if you download our app on your phone or your mobile device, if you got an aux cord, just plug it in and play right through your speakers. Or if you got a Bluetooth, sync it right up, man. So you can take us on the go, man, as long as you got, you know, a good signal on your internet, on your phone or whatever, you know, 4G or some shit that you can stream, which pretty much everybody does at this point. You know what I'm saying? You can take us on the go, man. Just plug in your aux cord or link up your Bluetooth, put it on your cell phone, man, and then, hey, ride to us in the car. I do it all the time. All right? So check us out. We're also on Twitter. You know what I mean? Absolutely, man. So we're going to be rocking with that Nolo Stacks joint. You know what I'm saying? We're rocking with that one, definitely. I love that hater face. We're going to go ahead and throw that one in the rotation. You know what I mean? For sure.
Oh, yeah. Much love, my homie. That's what's up, my man.
That's what's up. For sure, man. I hate it, man, but our time is already up, man. 30 minutes go quick as hell when you're doing this shit, don't it?
It's do. It's time to get ready. I got to go rock a show out there in Pittsburgh, Kansas with my homie 417 Fats tonight with Rich Boy.
Tell us, what club is that going to be at? Where is it at?
Be at Club Banjos in Pittsburgh, Kansas. So if y'all in the area, make sure y'all slide through.
All right, y'all, make sure you rock with him, man. So anybody listening right now, make sure if you're in the area, man, go rock out and check out the homie Nolo Stacks. You heard his joints over here. You're hearing again if you keep listening to K1's radio. Like I said, we're going to rock with Hater. Yeah, we're going to rock with that Hater. You got a website? You got a website?
Man, just follow me on my Facebook page. It's very active. Website coming very soon. But, like, you want to stay tuned, just get on my website. I got a Reverb Nation, too. Just type in Nolo Stacks. You dig and re-in there. So, like, okay. Everything's going to be updated. We got everything going to go. Everything under construction, but it's coming. Stay tuned. We got videos dropping. Things is coming.
All right, man. Well, thank you for rocking with K100 Radio again for our Direct Line interview series. Of course, if you missed any part of this Direct Line interview with Nolo Stacks, you can definitely go check it out on our SoundCloud. It'll be up within 24 hours. Normally, we have them up within sometimes the same day, maybe a couple of hours from now. Or if not, we'll be up within 24 hours. Make sure you go to soundcloud.com/K100 Radio. If you're already on SoundCloud, just type in K100. That's the letter K, the number 100, K100 Radio. Type it in. You'll go straight to our page. Make sure you follow us, all right? If you're on SoundCloud, follow us because we have a ton, and I mean a ton, of exclusive interviews from people that make Drummer Boy. I'm talking about Yo Gotti. I'm talking about B.O.B. Now Nolo Stacks. All kind of people that we've interviewed, man. And all of them are really good. And we've got some of our live talk segments and Illa Kill shows and all kind of stuff over there on our SoundCloud. So if you're a SoundClouder and you rock with SoundCloud, make sure you'll go over there and follow the K100 Radio page, man. I always follow everybody back, too, because there's no limitation like it is on IG. I can't even follow everybody back on IG now because they done told me I don't follow too many people. I don't know what kind of shit is that. But you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit us up. Again, salute to Nolo Stacks. We're getting ready to get up out of here, man. Shouts out to everybody that's been tuned in. If you're listening to DJ Money, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to him. We got DJ IM coming up next at 7 o'clock, man. You feel me? So, again, I appreciate everybody that's rocking with us, man. Shout out to everybody who tuned in for this Direct Line interview with Nolo Stacks. We're getting ready to roll up out of here, man. Again, I'm Blizzum, at Blizzum on Twitter, Blizzum_Chainless on IG. But, again, the thing is we want you to follow is K100 Radio. That's K100_Radio on Instagram and the same thing on Twitter. Rock with us. Sign up and subscribe to our email blast. Make sure you do that. Our email blasts are great. Lots and lots of people on it. Just go to our website, and right there on the right side, you'll see subscribe to our email. Just type in your email and hit subscribe, and you'll get loaded up with our emails when we do them. There's always a lot of information in them. All right? We had some big news that just broke over the weekend about us being now a BDS monitored radio station. So all the music industry people who may be listening, you know how significant that is, that BDS is now monitoring us. So make sure you get your music encoded whenever you send it to us. If you're an independent artist checking out this, if you want to get a Direct Line interview on K100 Radio, go to our website. Again, obviously everything is on the website. You got that part? Right. K100Radio.com. Go to the ads and promo page, and you'll be able to lock yourself in with your own Direct Line interview on K100 Radio, like we just did with the homie Nolo Stacks. Again, salute to him. And right now, it's back to the music. DJ IM coming up at 30 minutes at 7 o'clock. And we out. K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
A real. This Cooper man costs a quarter mil. Hating, I feel. AK-47 locked and loaded, about to kill. Now what you say? I'm about to kill. Now what you say? I'm about to kill. 47. lock and load about to kill. Yo, real, love me. They ain't never stop hate. They can eat a bunch of bunch. I'ma move this white. All you did was punch the clock. Nobody arrested. All they did was rush the block. Do it for my realies, cause they the ones that feel me. The God called for me, or one of these kill me. As far as the rap game go, I'm the Achilles. Last man standing, quick flipping, fast ramming. My back against the wall, what I do? Blast cannon, premeditated. I already planned it. I let you see the barrel burning to your eye. It's assault if he live, but it's murder if he die. What? What am I? A real? This Cooper man costs a quarter mil. Hating, I feel. AK-47 lock and loaded, about to kill. Huh? Now what you say? I'm about to kill. Huh? Now what you say? I'm about to kill. Huh? Now what you say? I'm about to kill. 47 lock and low about to kill.
Don't start no, won't be no. She a cancer, I hit her with that chemo. I'm married to the mob, my tuxedo fit. Now can you treat a blood like a mosquito? I'm the exterminator, they call.